Joining me live over the phone right now is Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department for a monthly update from the Game and Fish. Good morning, Director. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Duke. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing very well. Really appreciate your time today. And wanted to start off with looks like a Game Warden of the Year. And we talked last year. I think one of our local guys, James Hobbs, was given this award last year. Now this year, just over the hill or up the road from us, looks like one from Sublette County has been given the same recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. South Pinedale Game Warden Jordan Kraft is this year's recipient, and he's definitely earned it. He's a heck of a good game warden and has done great things for both the people he serves and wildlife, and I'm darn proud of him. He definitely is very well deserving of the award.
How long has he been a game warden with the Game and Fish? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, you know, he's been around about 20 years, and I know because Jordan is actually, he replaced me when I left as the game warden in Elk Mountain, and then he replaced me again when I left as the game warden in Pinedale, and so I know he's been on just a little longer than me. Well, about 20 years.
Very cool. Congratulations to him. Speaking with Director Brian Nesvik this morning with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, yesterday, the 31st of January, that means many of the hunting application deadlines have now passed. Deadline yesterday. Still any applications open now in the 1st of February?
Yeah, absolutely. So especially for residents. So deer, elk, and antelope residents have till May to get their applications in the end of May. And then of course still have applications open for, all of the non-resident elk just closed. And so, but yeah, there's still all the bulk of most of the license application deadlines are still in front of us. People still have time.
And of course just go online, correct, to see those applications and what the deadlines are.
Yep. Absolutely. Right on the Game and Fish website and kind of along those lines, I'll be glad to announce when we get there, but we're pretty close to rolling out a brand new website here in the next several months. So,
okay.
But anyway, the one we got now will work good and people can go on there and get all the application deadlines they need.
Director Brian Nesvik with the Wyoming Game and Fish this morning. Director, wanted to talk about a couple other things. And, the first one right out of the gate here is, mule deer. And it looks like, a mule deer initiative project and the commission approving quite a bit of money to go towards different projects to enhance mule deer habitat. Tell us about this.
Yeah, so the commission has certainly recognized the needs that mule deer have in our state. We know that we've seen declines in mule deer over three decades now in a lot of the state. And so, you know, a lot of these projects are meant to focus on the priority herds around the state where there's habitat improvement that can be done. And then, you know, the mule deer initiative money that they just approved is focused a lot on habitat. They've been doing that for several years now. It's an additional above and beyond kind of the normal operating budget expenditure. But then also they've spent literally we're now at millions of dollars on research. And one of the most, you know, the longest projects that's given us some of the best information has been right on the Wyoming range with Dr. Kevin Monteith and a project that's been going on there that's looked at everything from habitat to predation to nutritional state of deer and how that affects them through the winter. So lots of good stuff going on for mule deer, but we probably have more to go.
So tell us some of the specifics when you talk about the research that is happening. What exactly are they doing with the research and what do they hope to do with what they find?
Yeah, so a lot of it is, you know, what we hope is that we can make predictions about when, you know, which conditions on the ground are going to have an effect on how they overwinter survival. And then secondly, what kind of habitat improvements will help them get to a nutritional state that'll give them a better chance to get through the winter. Those are a couple of things. We certainly can use a lot of what we learned from predation on where we might, how we manage black bears and mountain lions, specifically how we set quotas. And so there's a lot of applicability that comes out of the research, but it just takes time. It takes a long time to get through and answer a lot of those questions because, as you well know, one year isn't like the next, and the variability in weather patterns and the variability in how animals move all makes things pretty complex.
Director, another topic of discussion. We discussed this last time we had you on the air, and that's the state asking once again for management of the grizzly bear population. What's the latest there? Any changes since we talked last?
No real changes. We're waiting right now on the Fish and Wildlife Service to give us what's called the 90-day finding. And really what that will, you know, they have two options there: to just flat out deny and tell us that it's not worth pursuing our petition, or the other finding can be that they're going to move forward with a 12-month review. And certainly that's what we hope happens. We can expect that, I think, you know, here no later than the end of about probably mid-April would be the latest.
Okay. Director Brian Nesvik, Wyoming Game and Fish Department, live on the air with us this morning. Another question for you, Director. I'm just going to keep shooting them at you here. The legislative session starts later this month. It is a budget year, so maybe not as many pieces of legislation. But from a Wyoming Game and Fish perspective, anything happening at the Capitol building in Cheyenne during the session that you kind of have your eye on? Any specific pieces of legislation?
Yeah, there's been, you know, two recommendations that have come out of the Wyoming Wildlife Task Force that have manifested themselves now into legislative bills. And so those two pieces of legislation, one would change the allocation of licenses for bighorn sheep, mountain goat, moose, grizzly bear, and bison to a 90%, 10% allocation. And the other bill would make those licenses once in a lifetime. And so obviously mountain goat is now, grizzly bear is now, but those other species would all, if this legislation passed, would all become once in a lifetime. Those are probably the two bills that we're certainly watching the closest. And just because they came out of a lot of good discussion and research from the Wildlife Task Force, a lot of public input. And, there's a, like you said, Duke, there's a, you know, it's a budget session and they're doing redistricting, and so there's probably not going to be a lot of other legislation like a normal session, but there's a couple other smaller bills that we're certainly keeping our eyes on, but those two are ones I'd highlight for your listeners.
Sure. Well, Director, appreciate your time. Anything else while we have you on the air that you'd like to mention today?
Nope. I guess I'm trying to think. Is this our first interview of the new year? Might be. Did we do one a month ago?
I think we did a little off schedule, but yeah, I think we did.
Yeah. Well, anyway, happy new year to everyone. And I sure hope I think I reflect what a lot of Wyoming people are hoping for right now, and that we don't have another bad spring and summer, and we get some good snowpack and some good spring rain, because our wildlife in the state really needs it.
Absolutely. That's Director Brian Nesvik this morning on the SVI Radio Network with the Wyoming Game and Fish. Director, thanks so much.